January 1st, 2004. Happy New Year. It's the Watt from Pedro show.
Then you can go into it later. Well, I think it'd be better to keep it pushing. So we keep a thing happening all through it. You know?
Okay.
But you can go to it when you feel it later. You know? Ready? Thank you.
night to play tricks when you're trying to be so quiet. We sit here stranded, though we all do our best to deny it. And Louise holds a handful of rain, tempting you to defy it. Lights flicker from the opposite lawn. In this room, the heat pipes they just call. A country music station plays a song, but there's nothing to turn off. Just Louise and her lover, so entwined. And these visions of Johanna that conquer my mind. In the empty lot where the ladies play, blind man bluff with the keychain, and the all night him. Say, name me someone who's not a parasite, and I'll go out and say a prayer for him. But like Louise always says, can't look at much, can you, man, or she herself pays for him. And Madonna, she still has not shown. We see this empty cage now for old, where her cape of the stage once left low. The fiddler, he now steps to the road. He writes everything in return which was owed on the back of a fish truck that blows while my conscience explodes.
Watt from Pedro Show. That's Lee Rinaldo. Something we did. I'm on the bass. Robert Quine from the Voidoids on the guitar. Steve Shelley on the drums. And I think Albert Coleman on the organ. I think that's his name. It was a few years ago, 91, I think, or 92. Visions of Johanna, Bob Dylan song. Lee Rinaldo made for this compilation of people covering Dylan. And we start off with John Coltrane, something off of Sonship, Dearly Beloved. First show of the year. First day of the year. Happy New Year, Brother Matt.
So fresh back from another polar bear dip, huh?
Yes. And I have the certificate right over here. You can hear it.
So it's 57, you said, in the water?
57 in the water, 60 in the air. Fahrenheit. So you Europe people and Canadian folks, Mexican.
Kelvins.
Don't think that it was boiling. I know it wasn't as much polar bear as cats in the Black Sea or Lake Michigan or something. I remember sending out Flo, you know, picture of the certificate, me in the water, you know, oh, polar bear, I did the polar bear, and people write me back saying, man, you're a honey bear, you're a sugar bear. That's not intense. Why? What's with that? But for Cali guys, it's kind of cold because we're not acclimatized to that stuff. So it was a heart attack when I got in the water and balls went right up into the abdomen and
shriveled the pod.
Yeah, it was a wakener, eye popper. But it was nothing like this morning. I got up, you know, these days I wake up like 4, 4:30, and I drove the boat out. Still not pedaling or paddling because my hurt arm. But drove the boat to Land's End here to get pictures of the first sunrise of the year, and it was 46 degrees. So
a good thing you came up a bit.
Yeah, and they don't do the polar bear until noon. The king and the queen. She leads him and her.
Yeah, new king and queen.
Her
is
and
here.
Him.
Or my neighbors downstairs were the king and queen for the past year.
Let's see. What's their names? Well, they lead us all in. We all follow them in. Well, of course, little kids run ahead. But yeah, B. Smart and Martin Donahue.
B. Smart.
The polar bear king
and
queen.
Name?
Or the other way around. Yeah, B-E-A-S-M-A-R-T. She signed it B-L Smart. It says weather cloudy. It ain't that cloudy. Anyway, Saturday, well, today is Thursday, right?
Yeah,
so almost a week ago, good dear friend of mine, Rick Van Santen, passed away. From the flu. And a big loss for me, like Martin, you know. It goes way back. Rick Van Santen was a promoter guy I met through the punk scene. He's the cat who actually got the Minutemen and into the Whiskey and Roxy, because we were labeled a violent SST band and weren't allowed to play in any reindeer games. And, which was so much bullshit, because none of us SST bands were violent, you know. It's just a tag that was put on us, and Rick went out of his way to smash those walls down, and he was really important cat to the scene, but as a person too, he was a very sweet guy, very generous. Saw many Mike Tyson fights and Laker games at his pad. He'd have everybody come on over. He's very open and generous cat, like I said. So he will be dearly missed.
Does he end up going on to Golden Voice then?
Yeah, he was him and Paul Tolette were the partners. Gary Tovar, you know, started it, but he had to go to jail for 8 or 9 years. So Paul and Rick took over. But these are the guys who put on the Coachella Fest and the All Tomorrow's Parties, you know, brought the Stooges to town, and Rick was just a great guy, sweet guy. You know, in music, not everybody plays. Some cats, you know, they put on the gigs, and they're not just dick leeches who want to exploit and make a quick buck. They love music too, and that's the way they can contribute. And Rick was one of those kind of cats. So, sadness. I lost three sweet guys this year. Ethan James, Martin Timberovich, Rick Van Santen.
And Chuck last month.
Yeah. Chuck Sands, right. John Entwistle earlier in the year. Guys I didn't know as much, but a lot of respect for. Okay. Let's continue on with the show. This is an Iowa band, House of Large Sizes, Watt from Pedro Show.
Well, you know, don't you, Kenneth, or haven't I told you, every telling has a tailing, and that's the he and the she of it. Look, look, the dusk is growing. My branches lofty have taken root, and my cold chair's gone ashly. Feel-o, feel-o. What age is that? It soon is late. 'Tis endless now since I ere one last saw Waterhouse's clock. They took it asunder, I heard them sigh. When will they reassemble it? Oh, my back, my back, my back. I'd want to go to Aixley Pains. Ping pang, there's the bell for sex alighting. A concepta they send the spray. Pang. Bring out the clothes, ring in the dew. God of Ari, vert the showers and grant thy grace. Amen. Will we spread them here now? Aye, we will. Flip, spread on your bank, and I'll spread mine on mine. But it's what I'm doing, spread. It's churn and chill, their went is rising. Stones on the hostel sheet, a man and his bride embrace between them, else I'd have folded and sprinkled them only. And I'll tie my butcher's apron here. It's suity yet, the strollers will pass it by. 6 shifts, 10 kerchiefs, 9 to hold to the fire, and 1 for the code, the convent napkins, 12. 1 baby shawl. Could Mother Justice know, she said. Who said? Mother snores. They attach it. Where now are all her children say? In kingdom gone, or power to come, or glory be to them, Father. All alluvial, all alluvial. Some here, more no more. More again lost are a stranger. I heard tell that same brooch of the Shannons was married into a family in Spain. And all the dunders do done in Martland's Vineland, beyond Brendan's herring pool, takes number 9 in Yankee's hat. And one of Biddy's beads went bobbing till it rounded up lost history with a marigold and a cobbler's candle in a side strain of a main drain of a man's in a hurry's off bachelor's walk. But all that is left to the lost of the Mars in the loop of the years prefixed in between is 1 knee buckle and 2 hooks in the front. Dear, tell me that now. I do in troth, or rara pro orbis et cor las animas. Who's the ula, we're umbers all. Michelle, didn't you hear it a deluge of times? Over and over, respond to spond. You did, I need, I need. It's that ear of waddy knife stoke in my eye. It all but hush with the leafless sound. Oh, Runoko, what's your trouble? Is that the great Finn leader himself, in his joy kimono, on his statue riding the high horse there for Hengist? Father of authors, it is himself. Beyond there, is it that, on Fallowing Common, you're thinking of Astley's amphitheater, where the bobby or a stranger making sugar-stuffed pouts to the ghost white horse of the peppers? Throw the cobwebs from your eyes, woman, and spread your washing proper. It's well I know your sort of slop, top. Ireland sober is Ireland stiff. Lord, help you, Mariah, full of grease, the Lord is with me. Your prayers. Aye, Sansa, Madam Angot. Why are you lifting your elbow, tell us, blazy cheek, in Conway's Carrigacorra canteen? Was I what, hobbledy hit? Flop. Your rear gates creak, O Roman, but your butts disagree. Haven't I up since the damp dawn? Martha and Mary, all a hook. With Corrigan's pulse and very coarse veins, my pram axle smashed, Alice Jane in the time, and my one-eyed mongrel twice run over, soaking and bleaching boiler rags, and sweating cold, a widow like me, for to deck my tennis champion son, the laundry man with the lavender flannels. You won your limp up all limp from the fusty hussars, when collars and cuffs were there to the town, and your slur gave the sphinx to Carlo. Holy scamander! I start it again, near the golden falls. Ice is on it, dense of light. Is there? Subdue your noise, you humble creature. What is it but a blackberry grove? Or that dwyer grey ass and 4 old codger zones? Are you meaning Tarpy and Lyons and Gregory? I mean now thank all the 4 of them, and the roar of them, that drave that stray in the mist, and old Johnny MacDougall along with them. Is that the pool bag flasher beyond? Far, far. Or a fireboat coast in Mayodhikrishna, or a glow I behold within a hedge, or my Gary come back from the Indus. Wait till the honeying of the loon, love. Die, Eve, little Eve, die. We see that wonder in your eyes. We'll meet again. We'll part once more. The spot I'll seek is the hour you'll find. My chart shines high where the blue milk's upset. Forgive me quick, I'm going. Goodbye. And you pluck your watch, forget me not. You're even, Lord, so safe to journey's end. My sights are swimming thicker on me by the shadows to this place. I saw home slowly now by own way, my valley way. Towy I too, brat mine. Ah, but she was the queer old Yosha anyhow, Anna Olivia Trinketoes. I'm sure he was the queer old Bunce too, dear dirty dumpling, who's their father of Fingals and Gaffer Gills. Gaffer and Gammer were all their gangsters. Hadn't he seven dams to wife him? And every dam had her seven crutches, and every crutch had its seven hues, and each hue had a differing cry. Subs for me and supper for you, and the doctor's bill for Joe John. Before, he married his market chief by foul, I know, like any Etrurian Catholic heathen, in their pinky, lemony, creamy burnies, and their Turkish Indian moles. But at milked mass, who was the spouse? Then all that was fair, tis elven land, teams of times and happy returns, the same anew. Ordovico or Viricordo, Anna was, Libya is, Florabelle's to be. Northmen's thing made south folks place, but how multiplurators make each one in person, Latin me that, me Trinity scholar, out of your Sanskrit into our Aryan. Hircus chivis eblanensis. He had buckcoat taps on him, soft ones, for orphans. Oh, Lord, twins of his bosom, Lord, save us. And ho, hey, for all men, what? His tittering daughters of, walk, can't hear with the waters of, the chittering waters of, flittering bats, field mice, buck, talk. Ho, are you not gone a home? What, Tom Malone, can't hear with bark of bats all the lifting waters of. Oh, talk, save us. Mike Foose won't move. I feel as old as yonder elm. A tale told of Sean or Shem, all Livia's daughters of. Dark hawks hear us. My whole head all, I feel as heavy as yonder stone. Tell me of Sean, of Sean. Who were Shem and Sean, the living sons and daughters of? Night now, tell me, tell me, tell me, Elm. Night, night, tell me tale of stem of stone. Beside the rivering waters of, hither and thithering waters of, night.
Watt from Pedro Show. It's Mr. James Joyce reading from his own work, a section out of Finnegan's Wake and Olivia Plurabelle, 1923. That is the voice of the man. Not many recordings of him. I've heard some, I was telling Brother Matt here, I've heard some of him singing. He had a trippy voice. Righteous. You know, when you put the voice to the person, like hearing Coltrane at the beginning of that recording at the top of the show, just another dimension. I got an interview, 46 minutes, with John Coltrane. I'll play on his birthday. That's some months away, but you'll know what I mean when you hear that. Before that, a band called The Uniform with O.B. Joyful. And we started out, Do You Want to Go to a Movie? By House of Large Sizes. Watt from Pedro Show here on the dawn of a new year. I saw Raymond Pettibone last night. Went to his workspace in Long Beach, and we talked and talked. They're ours. I gave him the same book I gave you, Brother Matt. Nick Tosh's In the Hand of Dante. So we talked a lot about that. And then I came back about 9:30. I got to my pad and I conked. I woke up about 12:30. But, yeah, for all you concerned, not everybody plays music. Stays up late, crazy partying, even on New Year's. Changed, man, a lot. Here's some Albert Eiler. Truth is marching in. Watt from Pedro Show.
Okay, track three is called American Song.
The sun in my sky, and the beach you and the fly.
Watt from Pedro Show. That's Urinals with Typical Czar. Reminds me of a Slit song called Typical Girls. Typical girls get the typical boys. That was the line in that there. Urinals, great band. This is the version, you know, that plays around nowadays without Kel. Kel's got his own band. In fact, he asked me and Kira to sing on a song for his new album.
Cool.
So in the next few weeks, going to do that. Me and Kira were also asked to do 3 gigs up north with Steve Lawson, some great bass players. And we're going to postpone it. I want to play with these guys. Steve Lawson's a great cat. Sweet guy from England. And, you know, one of these 7-string types, but not stuck up or anything. A very sweet man and pretty incredible. The technique, anyway, all bass gigs, 3 acts, just bass, and might get stronger in the hand. We'll go and do those.
Cool.
Before the Urinals, we had Listenship. Liston Ship's that band I played maybe August, sometime in the summer. I recorded with them. Echo Park band, guys. 2 girls, 2 guys. And they were going to record 5 more songs. They asked me to play stand-up bass.
Oh, cool.
And they came to my pad. Heather and Lyman came to my pad to show me the songs they recorded on a little mini disc or something. And that's one of the songs there. Called American Song, I guess, like a demo. They're just playing there.
So is it all recorded now?
No, I haven't done it yet. They just showed me the songs. This is like a week ago. But stand-up bass, really tough. And I don't know if I'm going to be strong enough. They want to do it at the end of January, and I hope I'm in shape. The electric bass is hard enough right now, but that motherfucker, I mean.
So some of those good old home remedies starting to...
Pete Mazich is my, you know, her big theory. Rags soaked in red wine vinegar. You know, I remember as a boy I did this thing where you soak chicken bones in vinegar. And
well,
after 2 or 3 days, you could tie knots with them. So maybe that's the idea there. before Listenership, we had Me Infecto, Seattle band, with Beautiful Day to Be American. We started off with... Oh, I accidentally laughed there. We started off with Truth Is Marching In. Incidentally, Willie Nelson just came out with an anti-war song, which is pretty great. He's big time behind Dennis Kucinich. Maybe check him out if you're thinking of people to throw your weight behind come the next beauty contest.
A real dude?
Well, first Tuesday after the first Monday every 4 years. I wish people would realize politics is not just those beauty contests. Every day, every moment, power's being divvied up, and that's what politics is.
Yeah,
whether it's done in your name or not.
Yeah, gotta do your duty. You can't go for a free ride.
They'll come up, smack you upside the head, bite you in the ass. So much respect to you, Willie Nelson. 70 years old, and he's not afraid.
Yeah.
So that should be a little encouragement for all of us. We're at the end of the first hour of the Watt from Pedro Show, January 1st, 2004. Hold tight for hour 2. January 1st, 2004. It's the second hour of the Watt from Pedro Show.
Dim my lights a little bit. Please, sir. It was the 3rd of September. That day I'll always remember. I guess I will. Cause that was the day that my daddy died. I never had a chance to see him. Never heard nothing but bad things about him. Mama, I'm depending on you to tell me the truth. She said Papa was a rolling stone. Yeah. Wherever he laid his hat was his home. And when he died, all he left was alone. She said Papa was a rolling stone, my son. Wherever he laid his hat was his home. And when he died, all he left was alone.
Let's hear it for the Casbah. Pretty good.
Well, let's hear it for Medium. Hey, Mama, is it true what they say that Papa never worked a day in his life?
Mama, bad talk going around, said Dad had three other kids by a little while. That ain't right.
Heard you talk about Papa doing some stuff from preaching. Talking about saving souls and all the time reaching. Dealing in the dark, stealing in the name of the Lord.
Mama just hung her head.
Papa was a rolling stone, yeah. Wherever he laid his hat was his home. And when he died, all he left us was alone. She said, Papa was a rolling stone, my son. Wherever he laid his hat was his home. And when he died, all he left us was alone.
Stick around for Gretchen. You know you ain't ready to go home yet.
I know half of y'all drunks and y'all ain't even halfway there. I know I ain't. Can I catch a ride?
If you're driving, don't drink.
Somebody gotta give me a ride.
If you do, don't drive.
Hey, Mama, I heard them say Papa was a jack of all trades. Tell me, is that what sent Papa to an early grave?
Folks say Papa would beg, borrow, steal to the face.
Folks say Papa never was much on thinking. Spent most of his time chasing women and drinking. Thank you, we're Medium. Stick around for Gretchen.
Crazy, I'm crazy for feeling so lonely. Crazy for feeling so blue. I knew you'd love me as as long as you want it. And then someday you'd leave me for somebody new. Why do I let myself worry? Wondering what in the world did I do? Oh, crazy for thinking that my hold you. I'm crazy for trying and crazy for crying, and I'm crazy for loving you. Crazy for thinking that my love could hold you. For loving you.
Yeah.
Patsy Cline.
Ooh.
Pilot Air. With the song Willie Nelson wrote, Crazy. Crazy for trying. Before that, we had a band called Medium doing a cover of a classic Temptation song, Papa's Rolling Stone.
Yeah,
and
cool.
Now my proud privilege to present Brother Matt and his Spin Cycle.
Cool. Thank you. Thank you.
Watt from Pedro Show. That's the Meat Puppets off their first record. A song called In a Car. At the Love Grotto here on the Pleasure Point.
Happy New Year.
We got Mr. Dirk Vandenberg from down the street.
Yeah, welcome.
From down the street.
Yeah, right? You're only a block away.
I walked over here.
Yeah.
No parking hassles.
Yes.
They love that noise over the fuck thing there. Get that cigarette crushed
like that
out. Yeah. So before Meat Puppets, well, you've got some news about the Meat Puppets, right? Or former Meat Puppet.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Chris was shot in the post office parking lot.
In Phoenix.
Right.
Argument over parking space.
Right.
And he's not going to die or anything, but I don't know. Kurt called me and said he got shot in the butt, but the news reports say abdomen.
That's right.
See, because the butt means, like, how could you attack somebody get shot in the butt? Right? It's like you're fleeing, so maybe there's a spin.
Unless you were attacking them with your butt.
Ah, good point. Well, that shut me up. So anyway, Chris, hope you heal up quick. He had to have emergency surgery, and he took the bullet out and stuff. He's recuperating. Now he's facing charges. Watch out on federal property.
Happy New Year, Chris.
Yeah. You saw his base?
Right, on eBay, yeah.
And it's the base, it's a Black Jazz, right?
Black one, yeah.
Yeah, Kurt was telling me that he heard about that too, some folks told him. And I saw Chris play that bass the first time I saw the Meat Puppets, the LA Press Club. I think Bent was playing too, Paul Rossler with the Gurin Brothers, the guys who were in the Deadbeats. Sean hung himself a few months ago. Kind of sad. They were a trippy band, Bent. Used to have the blow-up dolls. I don't know if you ever saw them. You saw Deadbeats, right?
No.
Kill the Hippies and stuff like that. Gaze X was in it. They were a trippy band. Anyway, there was some old drum set in the back of the LA Press Club. And Derek appropriated it. Bostrom, Meat Puppet drummer. Before Meat Puppets, we had the Reactionaries. I found the tape. We made a recording at Georgie's shed, and there was two cassettes made, one given to Brendan Mullen, and then one I still have, and that was Getting Existential on the Beach. John Jury wrote the words, a Pedro guy we went to high school with. And that's Martin Tamburvich on the singing. Rest in peace, Martin. Before that, we had a Pig Bag with the Backside. And that followed up Brother Matt's Spin Cycle.
Cool.
Trippy sesh. Cool. Thank you, Brother Matt. Much respect. Coming on the end of the second hour.
Yeah, you're there.
Of January 1st, 2004, Watford Pedro Show. Hold tight for hour three. January 1st, 2004. It's the third hour of the Watt from Pedro Show. Here's part five of the incredible adventures of Jack Flanders.
And now, for today's thrilling adventure, part two of the Marquis of Corumbas, or Let's Kill Missoula. As you know by now, Jack Flanders has been given a large, overstuffed green velvet chair. When he sits in the chair, he finds himself in another realm, where great winged sailing ships fly the skies. In our last episode, Jack met a marsh wizard who calls himself the Marquis of Corumbas. Together they journeyed deep into the interior of that weird country known as the Nevermind. There, in the great palace, they came upon strange fungi, white and round as huge puffballs that clung to the walls and ceilings. When Jack rubbed his hand across the skin of this smooth, round fungi, they seemed to glow, becoming alive. But now it's midnight. Jack is back in his living room, suspiciously eyeing that green velvet chair.
Midnight. Well, it's time to sit in you again, isn't it? All right. Visualize that sunken palace, the room with those rotting tapestries hanging from the walls, and those round fungus balls, the marble throne. I see it. Someone's sitting on the throne. It's the Marquis. But he's not the same. He's taller. He's... Oh, my God, it's me. Well, here I go.
So long, living. Hello, never mind.
Hmm. left behind his cloak and his top hat. Hmm. The hat fits. Cloak's a little short, though. Wait. Something else here. A notebook. Simple spells for the novice wizard. Hmm. Spell of dismissal. Let's see what he has to say.
Before conjuring a demon, be benevolent, almost foul. The wizard must know the spell of dismissal. For to call forth the unknown without knowledge of dismissal would be folly indeed.
Why did the Marquis leave this behind? I wonder. Hmm. These fungus balls again. What are they made of? It's the smell of the skin. It's growing. I can see something inside. A skyship. It's the Blue Swallow.
Atoms are the result of the final division of matter. Nothing new here. Let's see where we're going.
These scenes are like...
Every order of matter...
Like dreams. Weird dreams.
...which are indivisible only at a given plane. The atoms of the absolute alone are really indivisible. The atom of the next plane, that is world three, consists of three atoms of the absolute... No kidding. Or in other words, it is three times bigger and three times heavier, and its movements are correspondingly slower. The atom of the world, six, consists of six atoms of the absolute merge together and forming one atom. Its movements are correspondingly slower. The atom of the next world consists of 12 primordial particles, and of the next world of 24, 48, 96. No kidding. All these matters belong to the various parts of the universe are not separate into layers, but are intermixed, or rather, they are interpenetrate one another. Oh, they interpenetrate one another. The finer materials permeate the coarser ones. Let's see here. A little this. And a little that.
Hi, John. What you doing?
Look out!
Something's happening. That fungus ball, it's bright red. It's glowing as though it's on fire.
Fire!
Fire the Elcom is coming!
What?
Fire, Captain! Fire!
Well, put it out!
Good, Captain! She's spreading fast.
Spreading, is it?
And more water!
She gets to the gas chamber, it will be a pretty sight.
We've dosed her with all the water we got for the lower bio, Captain.
What the hell was Mastola doing in there?
Captain, more water!
The fire's spreading, Captain.
You up there? See any water?
The finger legs to east, Captain.
Take her down!
Take her down!
Take her down!
Aye, aye.
All those buckets on the side, step out of the land and we'll all be barbecued!
Ah!
What's this? Alas, 'tis Dr. Mazzulla. He looks done for.
Ooh. Oh.
What's this? Little Freda?
Aye, the blast got her too.
Call me ship's physician! Quick, lad!
Call Physician Floyd!
Call Physician Floyd!
Call Physician Floyd!
Mazzulla, can you hear me? Zero. Little Freda, you hear me?
It's Freda.
Oh.
The alchemist be a goner, I fear.
Aye.
Here's Physician Floyd.
Greetings, Captain.
He's been nipping the rum again, Captain.
Oh, God. Look at him anyway, Floyd. Well?
Alas, Captain. However.
What?
Was upon the misty isle known as Hugo. I once in my youth observed a native shaman bargain for the life of a young warrior.
What do you mean, Physician Floyd?
He bargained with the Lords of Death.
Yes? How?
Somehow. He put himself into a trance And off he went to bargain for the soul.
Great. And shows me the shame on you who can bargain with the Lord of Death. What was that alchemist fooling with? Anyone know?
Nothing left, Captain.
Says rather natural death. Hey.
Of course it's not natural. They blew up, you blithering fool.
Hey.
Ooh. Jackal.
The child, she be trying to speak. What is it?
Jack.
God, she don't mean Flanders.
Jack.
She's still with us? Not for long. Flanders, eh?
Oh, not Flanders. He can't do anything right.
Quiet. If he knows the art of foreseeing, putting his mind in them hocks aloft, he might be able to...
This is dangerous for the unskilled.
Dangerous?
You volunteer in Flanders because you didn't like him, Captain.
Me? Don't like the lad?
Oh, no! And who are you in the Starly Grove volunteers to enter the halls of death? Hey! Hey! Hey!
Flanders!
Good.
Ooh. Oh.
They be fading fast.
How do we get a hold of Flanders?
The child would know.
But the child ain't talking.
Flanders, always underfoot except when we need him. Damn, damn, damn! What's that?
The bugler be practicing his funeral dirge.
Not yet!
Not yet!
Not yet!
Idiot!
Idiot!
Idiot! Idiot!
Back in the Nevermind, Jack ponders the great room. His eyes slowly scan those weird, white, round fungi that cling to the tapestried walls and high-vaulted ceiling.
What I'm seeing... I can't believe it's really happening.
Jackal.
What?
Jackal.
Little Frida? Where is she? Oh, those fungus balls. They're all turning colors. They're all glowing.
Indeed, they are glowing. And suddenly, there, in every ball, is the face of little Frida.
Yeah. Holy smoke, she's trying to reach me. Little Frida! Little Frida! How do I answer her? The notebook. The book on spells. Let's see. Answering the call.
Put your face into the fungus.
No, I'm not going to do that. All right. Here goes. Oh, God, I just can't put my face into that...
It's as though an invisible hand grabs the back of his head and presses his face into the cold, smooth skin of the huge fungus.
Look up there!
What? Look at that!
In the sky!
My God! It's the full face of that Flanders!
Holy hanging again!
Look at the Flanders! I don't know what you're supposed to be doing on in the sky, but here's my proposition!
I can't hear you. You want me to bargain with the lords of death? You're kidding.
No, I'm not kidding.
Captain, his face beat us all of it.
Come back here, you.
He's fading away.
Over there.
Look at that.
Oh, no.
Captain, over there.
What?
Crosser Orion.
There, crossing the starry sky, is a magnificent ship, moving full tilt, blown by unknown winds. Its hull is as sleek as a clipper ship, and its sails are huge and ghostly white, almost transparent against the stars. The tall masts are exquisitely rigged with ropes as delicate as silver threads, while the powerful wings rise and fall like some strange bird hurrying across the night sky.
The angel of death.
Missoula's soul slowly slips from his body, like a wisp of mist, yet retaining the shape of this noble little alchemist. The sky clipper suddenly glows, a pulsing radiance. Cannons sound a celestial salute. And Dr. Missoula is gone.
Well, that's it for him.
Tell the bugler to sound his taps. How's the child?
She's still hanging on.
Aye. They'll be back for her.
Damn, it's too late. They've taken Missoula. But what do I do now? Think, Jack, think. To follow Missoula, I would have to visualize death. How do I do that?
The notebook, of course. Let me see. There's an index. But there's nothing here about bargaining with death.
Chapter 12.
Flights to unknown destinations. The novice needs a means of transportation. A prayer carpet, for example. I don't have one.
A short-winged dinghy will do.
Well, that's a thought.
Chapter 26.
Mage Wind. To weave a mage wind, the novice needs to whisper aloud the following chant. Oh, wait a minute. What can I use for a sail? My shirt? No. Those tapestries? No, they're too rotted away. The cloak, of course. Now, if I use one of these oars for a mast, secure the cloak at the top and the bottom. There. Now, I'll try the chant.
A soft breeze ripples across the water lilies. The cape fills with air. And the short-winged dinghy slowly skims across the surface through the rooms of the sunken palace. Then, picking up speed, the boat hop, hop, hops and is aloft. And out through the top window of the palace, he sails.
Wow. Or as little Frida would say, wowie zowie.
Higher and higher he rises, his speed increasing. And there, like sequins spilled across the night sky, is the trail left by that ghostly ship. He flies on, no longer familiar terrain below, but shifting shades of color, misty shapes. The colors fade into a grayness, a strange limbo twilight. And now the trail is a current, sweeping him along through a deep black canyon.
There's a faint light ahead.
He's moving swiftly now, the light becoming more brilliant.
Good Lord, I can't stop.
Then suddenly he crashes into the light, a light so bright, it's like being thrust into the center of the sun.
Yeah.
Jack is swallowed by, no, not the blackness of death, but the brilliance of death. He's overwhelmed, immersed, washed with a light that is pure love. Jack is experiencing death. No, kids, there is no hell. There is no God's judgment. There is only Jack's judgment of himself. He bursts into tears, unable to endure the love, the compassion of this light that by comparison he feels so insignificant. So meager, so, what shall we say?
Don't bother saying it.
He feels like a total jerk, an absolute clod. He closes his eyes, and his life flashes before him. All the people he's hurt, unknowingly, true, but still, all the pain he's caused to others, he's now experiencing. Ah, well, perhaps there is a hell after all. Poor Jack. He staggers from the light and collapses, hot tears rolling down through the stubble of his unshaven cheeks. How long he lies there, he cannot tell. Time has no meaning here. At last, he opens his eyes.
Oh, God. I think I'm dead. The light is gone. Still, everything is so bright. I feel as though I'm walking. Strange footsteps. These canyon walls are so steep. So deep. Is this a hallway? There's something ahead. It's an oval. It's turning on its side. I'm walking on it. It's an oval tabletop. People sitting all around it. Good God, I've walked into the middle of someone's dinner.
Who is this brazen intruder?
Who is this uninvited guest?
I'm...
So the Marquis of Carambas honors us with an uninvited visit.
No. I'm not the Marquis of Carambas.
Oh, yes, you are.
You dispute the laws of death.
Oh, no. But tell me something. Am I dead?
Do you think you are dead?
No.
No. Why are you standing in the middle of our dinner?
Oh, I didn't mean to.
You didn't mean to?
Oh, Lord.
Oh, Lords.
Repeat after me. I am the Marquis of Carambas.
I am the Marquis of Carambas.
Here.
I've come to bargain for the souls of them.
I've come to bargain for the souls of Dr. Mazzulla and little Frida.
Ah, too late for Dr. Mazzulla.
Too late?
He's dead. Dead as a doornail.
But I...
All right, we give you a chance. Bids are now open for the soul of Dr. Mazzulla.
What
do you offer?
Well,
You don't have an offer. Bids are now closed for Dr. Mazzulla.
But...
We expected more from the Marquis of Carambas.
Bids are now open for the soul of little Frida.
Well...
Wait, I...
What do you offer?
What do I offer?
You need some prompting. Or do you offer your life in exchange for hers?
My life?
Your life.
No.
No.
No? Then what?
Good Lord.
Good Lords.
Dance or bang?
Dance?
Dance.
I can't dance.
Everyone knows the Marquis of Carambas can dance. Dance! Dance!
All right. Dance. I can't dance.
That's terrible.
Could I have some music?
Music?
Yes.
Music!
Lords of Death suddenly leap upon the table and join in the dance. While the lords are occupied, Jack makes his escape. Sneaking back to his short winged dinghy, he takes up the wing oars and rolls out of there like a bat out of hell.
Oh, I'm exhausted. And lost. I can't see anything. It's all the same. It's a dull gray, sort of twilight. Above, below, it's all the same. I must be in limbo. No landmarks. It's nothing.
Jack.
I heard something. From over there. Closing in from above. It's moving fast. It's a huge white clipper ship. It's passing so close I can almost read the lettering on its bow. The Angel of Death. Little Frida. Oh, darn it. Wait. There's someone standing on the bow. He's leaning over the rail, looking down at the blue swallow. Well, I'll be. It's Missoula. He's not dead. They brought him back.
Farewell, my good friends. Life has been hard for me, as it is for everyone. But I leave without regrets. Like so many alchemists before me throughout the ages, I went out with a splendid bang. Even though there are a million things I would have done differently, I don't want another chance. I have no intention of reincarnating. Now that I'm dead, believe me, I'm gonna stay dead. So long.
I should go home. How do I do that? Birds. I should hear birds. And there should be a green velvet overstuffed chair. And me sitting in it. Poor Missoula. He really is gone. But at least they didn't take little Frida. So I didn't fail completely. Is this really happening? Is it all just a figment of my green velvet imagination? name. But I wish someone could explain how I wound up with this cloak and this top hat.
I'm mother, father, brother, mother, yep, father, brother, Red, and Charlie. Oh, I like that first opera and the second. I like it all. You're doing great. Yeah, it was
Like that, that double beating, that, oh, yeah. That's all there is to it, that double beating, that, and then on, it's all V8. Can't get around it, that's all. And half the space, more the space and all the cubic inches, and, man, I mean, that thing could skate, I mean, like Jackrabbit, why, even the 36, only 85 horsepower, man, why, Castle Rock Curve, you know. Later on, I checked it through many times in my life, of course. That's the turn that cost me my life and my mother, my brother, my father, my father, my brother, my mother, and my only. Let's go through that curve one more. I say, well, all right, we'll back. No. Well, it's further on, of course, is another curve that I had in mind. I had a fine light upper line. That's right. Smooth and just as stratomized, clean. Why, not a ripple in it. Nothing sideways. No shimmy, no sheen. But then, it was raining, you see. Now, what on the dry is very nice, and the way's a little wet, because it's so smooth, it's good, sometimes bad, you see, that sort of idea is right, yeah, with the apex, and because that lock is going to be more than light, oh, yes, and cross up as you might, oh, he tried it twice, yeah, cross up again, there he was. What are you going to do there? And that's who it was. Yeah, poor old, and I tell you, hit the rings, banking, oh, dear me, the only flagpole in sight, Musso, yes, Musso, I mean, and Rossi, yes, and Marcy. 56 drivers since 58, was it the other way about? What's the difference? And always, you know what? Even 41, 39, 49, 51. Half as many and more killed in practice than there is in action. And you find always that the lap time in the action is never quite. No. Because the full attention of man can follow the inside line. And when you're qualifying, you got the best time. Yeah. But now in the lap time you find after, before fatigue, but while he's still prime. That's right. While he's about the middle of the race. He's loosened up now. He's warmed. He's climbed. He's gone from ninth to fourth, third and five, and all that back and jive. And he's floating right through the overdrive. He knows he's overdriving on that limit. He's on that ledge where right now, or even then. In fact, why, any time, you perhaps, or that right front, anything could say as I say when. So he don't look to what a hen would look at, say, but rather, well, he's going through with that rooster in the Dunlap full bore, not whether the rain or the wet. Disaster. That's called myself.
What from Pedro Show. screwed up there. Probably played that before, but busy being with Dirk here and lost my place as Marsha Ball. What's a girl to do? Before that, we had something that Dirk brought. You want to tell us about that, Junior Kimbrough? You'll find your mistake.
It's my favorite song. I love it. I know.
Sorry, I've got to move in the mic because this guy's an invalid.
I'm trying to clean up everything. Invalid.
His spirit is willing, but his flesh is weak.
Thank you.
Anyway, what about Junior? What do you like about him?
He's very hypnotic. I like him a lot.
Iggy told me it's his biggest influence.
Nobody else plays like that, for sure.
Next month we're going to record one. So, before that we had Neil Cassidy. The Dharma Bums. This Deslick twins. Neil Cassidy with Mother, Father, Brother. Obviously riffing on whatever. You know the way he does that. It's a trip. Brother Matt has a postcard of the actual On the Road manuscript, which is, you know, Kerouac just fed this toilet paper scroll through his typewriter and just wailed. The magic of Benzedrine. Okay, before that was something you picked too, Dirk.
Thank you.
Called, this guy's got adult attention deficits.
Iggy Pop.
Big time.
Iggy Pop.
No, it was The Fall.
Right here.
Oh. Kicker Conspiracy. You gotta listen to me, dude.
Okay.
Or maybe, you know, I get a bunch of internal monologues going too, so sometimes they're funner than other people's voices. And so I'd be sidetracked and bothered by outside voices, but inside voices. Anyway, you picked Kicker Conspiracy by The Fall. You told me you saw them recently.
That's right.
Recently. I haven't seen them in 20 years or something, but I like that show. Did you see it? It was Blurt and Flesh Eaters.
Right. I saw that show too.
And it was the John Doe, Phil Alvin, Dave Alvin, Bateman on the drums. It was a good band. It was one of the best Flesh Eater bands.
Mm-hmm.
It was that record with the fingers looking like candles.
That's a great record, yeah.
Yeah, and that was a great show by them. I think they opened.
They played
and then it was The Fall, and then Blurt was last, I think. And all three bands were smoking. It was some weird venue downtown. I think Brandon put it on.
Cathay de Grand?
No, it was downtown, dude.
Oh.
Yeah, it was, like, you know what I mean, downtown L.A., not a regular
right.
club.
That place under the freeway, maybe.
It was a trippy place.
It was.
It wasn't a club. It was like a hall you rent out.
Yeah. It was a place under the freeway, right, at the 110 and the 405, or the 10 Exchange.
Well, in those days, we called it the 11, but now it's called the I-110, the Harbor Freeway.
Yeah. I saw the Slits there, too.
I saw Slits at the Whiskey.
So did I.
And they had...
I was there.
Do you remember the drummer?
Budgie?
No, it wasn't Budgie. It was Bruce Smith from the pop group. Budgie played on the album. But that Whiskey show, that was Bruce Smith, who was an incredible drummer, the only U.S. guy in the pop group. And by the way, he was only 18 years old in the pop group. Did you know that?
And he was drinking that night, too.
He was bad, though. He's great. I mean, as a drummer, mm-hmm. with that reggae trip that the English cats were into in those days, man, he was smoking. And the girls were good, too.
Mm-hmm.
That was a good band.
That was a great band. I love that band.
Yeah, I know a lot of people who weren't even in those days that like Talia likes Slits. And, mm-hmm. you know, not even aware of them and why they were happening. I think Johnny Rotten married the singer's mom. He was in Malibu with her. You want some trivia? Okay.
And who else would smear their tits with mud like that?
Yeah. Oh, the cover cut?
Right.
Yeah. Well, I heard in England they got some negative stuff because they were like girlfriends, people in the Clash and stuff like this. So nobody thought they were a real band. They just had connects because they knew people. Well,
really
it's not who
band.
You know, it's who you blow.
What?
And so, what but you know what? I really think they were a band because, I mean, you listen to that record, Smoking. Good songs.
It's really good.
The singer, what was her name?
Ari.
Yeah. She went on later with some pop group guys to make a band called New Age Steppers.
Mm-hmm. I have that record. Yeah.
The album?
There's a couple.
I had a single.
It's really good. It's what's
kind of dub.
Who's the producer? It was
Viv O'Dell or those guys?
No.
Same guys.
He's the On You Sound guy.
Well, the guy, yeah.
What's his name?
Dick O'Dell, and then there was the guy from Tackhead. He went on to do Tackhead. Adrian Sherwood.
Adrian Sherwood, that's him. He's the On You Sound guy.
Yeah.
He's great.
Which was why, before that, they were Y Records, those pop groups.
Right.
And then they turned into On
You. I have that stuff, yeah.
All right. Here's Ken O'Malley, Watt Fiedra Show.
Looking up in the city. What the hell? What the heck? stare at the concrete. The girders are high. The steel's above me. There's love in my eyes. And I'm doing the thing a 5-foot-1 man can do. I'm only 5-foot-1. I got a pain in my heart. All night I'm working in the amusement park with a bottle of aspirin, a sack full of jokes. I wish I could go home with all the big folks. And I wish life could be Swedish magazines. I wish life could be Swedish magazines. I wish life could be anything.
Secret life, coming up in life. I can't.
Watt from Pedro Show. Oh, turn that down. That was Cobra Verde, The Speed of Dreams.
Here we go.
Before that, we had Iggy Pop with
Maybe Don't.
5 Foot One. Yeah, we ain't got time, Dirk. Sorry.
Okay.
Dirk had more records on, but he's going to come on the next show, though. We'll have some talks with him. You know, Dirk actually toured with the Minutemen, so he says trippy insights for you folks. The Mersh Alive in 85 tour, Project Mersh. And then lots of stuff. He was in Tragic Comedy. He's
a big part of what
Drops.
What was part of Pedro's scene in those days, which was a very tiny thing. In fact, I think the first gig we saw them play was
Star Theater.
Actually, the Union. Right. D-Boom would change the name.
That's right.
Which no longer exists. But thank you for coming aboard, Brother Matt. Thank you for your vital, essential assist. Happy New Year to everyone.
Happy New Year.
Watt Pedro Show, January 1st, 2004 edition. Keep your powder dry.